The federal government's proposed First Nations Education Act fell apart earlier this year in the face of strong opposition from First Nations leaders. Now a new report from the Northern Policy Institute offers an alternative. Paul Bennett and Jonathan Anuick co-wrote this report. It's called Picking Up the Pieces. And in it, they advocate for what they call a community school-based approach. They say that stands a far better chance of improving the achievement of Indigenous children and teens. Jonathan Anuick is an assistant professor at the University of Alberta. He's also a leading Métis scholar. Paul Bennett is an education consultant in Halifax and a senior education policy fellow for the Northern Policy Institute, and we spoke with them earlier. Hello, both of you. Welcome to Main Street.
Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Hello there, Stephanie. Thank you for having me.
Jonathan, you followed the federal government's recent attempt to reform Aboriginal education and the First Nations leaders' reaction to it. Where would you say the federal government went wrong?
When we often say, you know, something has to be done, I think that often there's a pressure to act. It's been highlighted by the Auditor General in 2000 and 2004, the education gap and the achievement gap between Indigenous people or Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people in Canada. And I think that the government felt pressure to act. And I think that where things sometimes go wrong is that I think in terms of actually the idea of adapting systems just to support learning is a beginning, but it's not enough. We're at a position now where we've done some adaptations. We've done a lot more work trying to get more students to graduate. We also need to think about Indigenous languages. We need to be thinking about Indigenous knowledge of learning, what we call Marie Batiste and many call nourishing learning spirit. What is it that we're doing to nurture learning, nurture students? What is it that teachers need to be doing is a big priority of mine in teacher education as well. So I think that where it went wrong was in not paying as much attention to those areas, those components, and focusing more exclusively and narrowly on achievement, which is what but one part of understanding learning and education.
Paul, your report proposes a community school-based approach. How does that differ from what the federal government came up with?
The federal government had this idea, as Jonathan has mentioned, that they needed to intervene, and in doing so, they proposed what we describe as kind of a bureaucratic solution. The solution they provided was go ahead and form school boards, and there's a structural solution. And you can solve it by extending the bureaucratic control into the First Nations communities. Where we differ is that we think you should start at the schools and build up, not work down from school board structures.
Jonathan, what would school curriculum under a community school-based system look like?
Well, I think that where we would need to begin is we need to first off look at authentic community participation. We often talk about community consultation, stakeholder involvement, but the first thing that people need to be doing in communities is talking to parents, talking to families and communities to understand what kinds of curriculum people want to see in their schools. I'll give you a good example of that. In Ontario, studying First Nation, Métis, and Inuit self-identification forms, there's a basic template that goes back to the Constitution, and Section 35.2 says that First Nation, Métis, and Inuit are, of course, the Aboriginal peoples of Canada. But just saying that is incomplete. The story has a local grounding and a local context. So what people may think defines a Métis or a First Nations person may differ or may need some more elaboration there. And such a process, in my own research, it can take up to a year to first off figure out what are those basic understandings. And then the next challenge is enabling teachers to become confident to bring the material into the courses. The idea of curriculum is tricky because curriculum, in the way it's packaged into units, sometimes continues to render Aboriginal people historical. But what we were looking at here in a community school-based context is actually opening doors for authentic participation, not just guest speakers, but actually working with teachers, working with superintendents and administrators to help them develop methodologies and styles of teaching and new unit plans the teachers are confident developing. And to do that, that's a 1 to 2 year type proposal. What education could look like is more of a framework, enabling people and schools and communities to opt in, to opt out, but having that ability to build that up from the ground up.
Jonathan, do you think what you're proposing is what First Nations people want?
I think that what I've seen in the public school system is very much something that that people want, that First Nation, Métis, Inuit want, is they want to see curriculum, documentation, frameworks, all those official records reflective of the local stories of people. And that's, I think, most important, because you want to make sure that how people understand Aboriginal people is reflected authentically. So I would believe that this is what people want. The Mi'kmaq have built their school systems from the ground up, so to speak. And I think that this is a direction that, although it's not an Indigenous kind of knowledge understanding as such, it's a model that connects well to what Indigenous peoples are looking for in school systems.
Paul, is there capacity within Indigenous communities to develop this and take it on?
Great question, Stephanie. I think that's one of the challenges our report opens up. It's suggesting that we need to invest in developing the capacities in First Nations communities to actually take advantage of school-based leadership opportunities. We recommend, for example, a First Nations Culture, Language, and Learning Institute to develop teaching and learning that reflects First Nations peoples and their desires. We recommend that the funding for the transition or the implementation of the new plan be enhanced. It was only $64,000 per First Nations school, and we think that was inadequate to actually develop the infrastructure to allow the community to develop its own school. We take, for example, the First Nations experience here in Nova Scotia with the Mi'kmaq Education Authority. We've seen increasing high school completion rates. We've seen them gradually becoming much more competitive in terms of academic performance with our provincial public schools. We've seen them being able to retain students. There are about 3,000 students in Nova Scotia that are in First Nations, the 12 First Nations schools. You know, I talked to John Donnelly, who was the Mi'kmaq negotiator, and he said, Paul, it's an overnight success, years in the making. And one of the problems with the Harper government was they expected it to happen on a schedule that was not determined by First Nations people, that kind of rushed it, and it wasn't going to work. So it fell apart, and our report is called Picking Up the Pieces, because like Humpty Dumpty, it had a great fall.
Thanks both of you for speaking with us about this.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you.
Paul Bennett is an education consultant in Halifax and a senior education policy fellow for the Northern Policy Institute. Jonathan Anuick is an assistant professor at the University of Alberta and a leading Métis scholar. Their report, Picking Up the Pieces, a Community School-Based Approach to First Nations Education Renewal, came out last week.